If you've been manifesting something for a while now and you're not really seeing any results, you're not seeing anything actually changing, it's probably because you're missing one very simple but very crucial ingredient. The way that most people teach manifestation is that you have to visualize something that you want, you have to feel it into existence, you have to use affirmations or journaling prompts or different verbal or visual or audio techniques that are going to put you in the state of mind of already having that which you desire. Doing affirmations and visualizations is just the first half of the equation. What you're actually missing, the thing that's going to actually claim your manifestation, is the inspired actions that you take as a result of your new state of being. So the purpose of these affirmations and the purpose of these subconscious reprogramming techniques that I teach you in my journaling course or in my Rewired Play Shop or even in my one-on-one coaching, these techniques are not necessarily going to manifest for you. The reason that you're doing the techniques is because it's going to shift your perspective in some way to where now your frequency is aligned with what you want, and you're going to be able to take those inspired actions to actually claim your manifestation. Because I can visualize myself having my dream job, for example, creating content. I can visualize myself having 100,000 subscribers. Right now I have around 16,000, okay? But if I never post another video again, if I never do anything else, how am I gonna get there, right? It is possible that all of my old videos could all of a sudden go viral and then raise me up to 100,000 subscribers. But chances are, if I wanna do it in a short amount of time, I'm gonna have to post some kind of content that is aligned with the frequency of having 100,000 subscribers. So the reason that you're doing this, these affirmations, is essentially to make you believe in yourself. Because when you believe in yourself, that is when you're going to be able to actually come up with ideas that are going to get you where you need to be. That is when you're going to be able to recognize the opportunities that are going to get you there. So for example, when I had like 4,000 subscribers and I was manifesting 10,000 subscribers, which congratulations to me, I've already surpassed, and thank you to everyone supporting and continuing to watch my content, but I was visualizing 10,000 subscribers, and that was very exciting to me. So throughout that process of aligning my energy with that outcome is when I came up with certain video ideas that made me essentially go from 4,000 to 10,000 within like a month, even though it had already taken me like several months just to get to 4,000. So I was able to accomplish so much more in such a shorter amount of time, not only because I was saying affirmations, but because me saying the affirmations and me journaling and me visualizing put me in the frequency to where I was able to recognize a good video idea that was gonna go viral and was gonna bring me all the subscribers that I wanted, and to the point where I surpassed my goal of 10,000, you know, I'm already at 16,000. Now you can apply this to anything. Let's say you are trying to manifest love into your life. You've written out a list of exactly what you want in your partner, but if you just stay at home, you're not on any dating apps, you're not going out anywhere, you're just in your house watching movies all day and just visualizing your dream guy, you're not even going to run errands, you're not even going outside, you're getting all your food delivered, chances that you're gonna meet this person are very low, because they're probably not gonna be the person delivering your groceries, right? And when people deliver things to your house, they usually just leave it at the front door. So you're probably not even going to see this person. So when you are manifesting this, not only do you have to have that faith and that belief, but you have to take action. You have to go outside. You have to put yourself out there. And you have to put yourself out there with the belief that you're going to meet someone. Because imagine if you're just saying affirmations thinking that, okay, if I say I deserve love, then I will manifest love. But then you don't actually believe that you deserve love. You're just saying the affirmation because you just think saying the affirmation is going to manifest something. that's not going to work. That's exactly where a lot of people get stuck, because they get stuck on the technical aspects of just repeating things or just saying certain affirmations or finding the next best manifesting technique. But at the end of the day, the point of the technique is to convince you of something. It's to make you feel something. It's to make you believe something. Because when you believe it, when you genuinely believe you are worthy, you walk differently, you talk differently, you dress differently, you look differently. So if you believe that you are attracting your partner because you are worthy and you are taking those inspired actions, you're probably dressing well to go outside, right? Because you know you're probably going to meet someone. You're probably putting your best foot forward on your dating apps. You're not just swiping right on any single person that looks remotely interesting. You're not just entertaining any conversation. You're being very selective because you know that what you want is already there, and it's just a matter of time before your actions actually bring it to you. Which, by the way, I'm actually launching a new dating app, and it uses AI technology. You don't have to swipe. It'll literally just tell you who your matches are based off your preferences. If it's interesting to you, it's free to sign up right now. It's available on Apple and Android, and I'll link it in the description for you. So you definitely don't want to overwork yourself. And if you're not feeling any type of excitement towards a specific action, then chances are you're not in the vibration that you need to be. So that's a good opportunity to go and affirm again or visualize again. And remember, when you're doing that, don't just say it to say it. Actually understand that the reason you're saying this, the reason that you're affirming or writing these things down, is to actually shift a belief in your head. It's not just to say it because it's a magic wand and it's going to bring something to you, right? Certain things can be really easy for you, and you could just affirm it one time and then it happens, because it was easy for you to believe. But other manifestations, you may have to affirm it over and over again for months or even years before you start to see some progress. So what's the difference? It's not that the manifestation was hard, it's that it took you longer to believe it. But when you understand this, you start to believe things a lot faster because you're more intentional with it. And you understand that your belief is what creates your reality. It's what brings you these opportunities to where then you think of the perfect place to go, or you go on the dating app at the perfect time and you swipe on the perfect person, or you go to the right place at the right time and find the job opportunity that you've been manifesting. You never know how these things are going to come to you, right? That's why it's called inspired action. So the best way to do this is to, right after you do a visualization or you do your affirmations, ask yourself, okay, is there anything that I'm being guided to do? Is there anything that is going to collapse time on this and make this just happen way faster? Like, what is the one action I can take right now that's going to get me to where I want to be faster? And if something comes up and it feels good, do it. If nothing comes up, just wait. It will come to you. But if you get a million different ideas of what you should do and you don't have any particular excitement towards one specific thing, then you're probably still thinking from your rational mind and you're not thinking from your divine mind. And the point of the spiritual side of manifesting is to get you tapped into that divine mind, so you're not thinking from your earthly status anymore. You're not thinking based off of what you see with your eyes. You're thinking based off of what you see or imagine with your mind, with your imagination, with your divine mind. Let me know in the comments if there's any time that you were manifesting something that you took some kind of inspired action and that one thing completely changed everything. I bet you this has happened way more times than you actually think. Let's say you want to manifest more money, right? So for me, when I was originally trying to manifest more money and I thought I was doing all the right things because I was saying affirmations every day and I was visualizing and I was doing like meditations for 30 minutes a day and I was doing all the right things that spiritual teachers will tell you to do when you want to manifest. But I wasn't taking any specific inspired actions. I was pretty much just doing anything and everything that came to my mind. I tried doing real estate, I tried doing e-commerce, I tried doing drop shipping, like I tried everything. I tried working in my own degree as an accountant. That didn't work. I tried working part-time, doing different things in the entertainment industry. It didn't work for me, right? Like the money wasn't what I wanted. I never felt the abundance and I felt extremely burned out. I never felt comfortable with my actions. Like I always felt like I had to do something else. Like I didn't do enough, right? And so when I finally said, okay, listen, this is not the way, like I don't know what happened that I finally realized that I can't just take any action. It has to be divine. Like it needs to be based off of me already feeling like I have what I want, and then I can take those actions that come from there because it's coming from the higher frequency. So when I finally realized that, I was doing less, but I was getting more as a result. And then I finally took the leap to launch my own business and start creating content full-time on YouTube, which is something that I teach in the Internet Money ebook, as well as the Divinely Compensated course, which is all linked in the description for you. But that's essentially the process that I did to go from 0 to 100 to where I am now. And obviously I'm not done yet. Like there's so much more I need to accomplish, but I can say that I have made more now than I ever have in my entire life while at the same time doing the least amount of work. And I think that's honestly crazy. But the reason is because I'm monetized in something that I enjoy doing. So a lot of this doesn't even feel like work for me. I say I'm working, but it doesn't really feel like work. And so I don't really feel like I have a job, but yet I'm making more money than I ever have from any job. So you have to understand, like these things are gonna happen in the most crazy, insane ways. You have to be available for it. And the only way that you can be available for it is to be unavailable for the things that aren't aligned for you. So in order to know what's aligned, what's not aligned, you have to be tapped into that divine mind. So that is where your affirmations come in. That is where all the manifesting techniques come in, but that's only half of it. Okay, the other half is what you do with that, what you do with that energy and how you channel it into your actions, into your day-to-day life, how you show up in your relationships, right? So for example, if you're manifesting the love of your life, but you're dating someone who doesn't even provide the bare minimum for you, and you're still dating them, but then every day you're affirming that you deserve love and you deserve a provider and you deserve the best relationship and you deserve to be spoiled. But then you keep going every night to sleep with the person who's not doing that for you. It's not adding up, right? So you have to become ruthless. You have to become ruthlessly unavailable for the things that do not match up with what you want. Because you're not going to all of a sudden just be handed an opportunity and say, okay, my life is completely changed. I'm going to change who I am. I'm going to raise my standards. Great. No, it doesn't just happen overnight just because you're saying affirmations. You have to actually start moving in that direction and then you will feel it. And then you will start to really see it manifest in your reality. You really do deserve it all. You deserve love, you deserve abundance, you deserve to live the life that you want to live, but you have to believe that. You need to believe that, and then you need to act from that place. But if you're not acting from that place, nothing's going to manifest for you, and you're going to continue to robotically affirm affirmations. You're never going to have faith in yourself. You're never going to believe it. You're never going to act on it, and you're going to stay in the same spot that you are. So start acting like the person that already has everything that you want, because you already are that person. It's just a matter of time before you come up with the inspired actions to actually claim this into your physical reality, but it's already there. It's already in your imagination. So rely on that faith and have some fun with it. Don't get so stressed out thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have my manifestation, my life sucks. No, this is fun, because honestly, when you finally do get your manifestation, you're gonna get bored again. and then you're going to have to come up with something new to manifest. So enjoy the process of actually acquiring the manifestation, because then it's over, right? Like, I had 4,000 subscribers. I was manifesting 10,000. Now I'm at 16,000. I'm bored. Like, what's next? You know? So enjoy the process of it, because then you're going to come up with something new and it's going to start all over again. So if you're waiting to feel happy until you get something, I hate to break it to you, it's not going to make you happy. Because once you get it, there's going to be something else there that you're going to want, okay? You already have all the tools you need. If you want to work with me, I have so many resources linked in the description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.